in open session.
On items, the last three settlements.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. On the last three settlements, I would say that beyond the written memos, I don't have anything else I would want to say in open session on those items. I do have some things we'd like to discuss about in closed session. And then, depending on your desire, we can go back into open session and maybe expand the record if you want.
Okay. Would that be on
16, 17, and 18.
Okay. And then
and
what
then
about 19?
19 as well.
19 well, as well. There would be nothing in open session.
Well, I can do part of 19 in open session, and whether you do it beforehand or after, right, it's up to you.
Why don't we move to go to closed session on those items 16, 17, 18, 19.
Okay. Let's read those four into the record then, and then we'll take up a motion for closed session.
Item 16, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $16,000 to Denise McCaskill and $8,000 to Hawks Quindell SC in settlement of Denise McCaskill v. Milwaukee County ERD case number CR-2013-00361 and EEOC charge number 26G-2013-00497C. Item 17, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $16,875 to Attorney Robert L. Elliott in settlement of his public record suit in Elliott v. Milwaukee County, case number 2013-CV-004-004518. Item 18, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $24,000 to Retco Law Offices SC in return for settlement of all pending litigation, a satisfaction of the judgment, and a release of all employment claims by the captains in Goodlett and McKenzie v. Milwaukee County and Rebelinski v. Milwaukee County, case numbers 12CV-000079 and 12CV-000645. And item 19, from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Mr. Gray, just for clarification, we have a motion to go into closed session on these four items, and it's your advice that it's appropriate for us to convene in closed session on all four items?
It is. We want to discuss strategy, if you want, pros and cons, strengths and weaknesses with respect to these cases, and with respect, that's item 16, 17, and 18. With respect to 19, we can discuss portions of that in open session after we're finished with closed session, but there are some things we want to discuss with respect to a couple of the cases on that list.
Okay. The motion by Supervisor Staskunas is to adjourn in closed session under state statute section 19.851G, and that's the appropriate reference?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I need to read the whole thing, or that's an appropriate
I think I just stated the reason.
Very good. All right, that is the motion for closed session.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas. Aye. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adjourn into closed session is approved.
Okay.